attendance and procedures and discipline. So what the store HR does is they need to ensure that there is discipline, the staff follows rules and regulations, and they follow all the SOPs made by the head office. So there is a reporting time. The staff needs to be there to report to work at least 15 minutes prior to the shift timing. So the store HR needs to ensure that staff is reporting on time. So that is with regards to the reporting time. Coming, the staff has a separate entry and exit, so they cannot come from the customer entrance. So they need to ensure that when they enter, they use the biometric, they sign on the register, and definitely they follow the rules and regulations with regards to the entry and exit. So large stores have a separate entry exit points for staff where security frisking and attendance punching machines are kept. So they need to follow that, they need to adhere to it. Lunch breaks are scheduled between 1 p.m. to 3 p.m. in small batches to ensure continuous floor operation. So when the rostering is being prepared, when the roster is being prepared, they put lunch break as well so that not two person from the same department go on lunch break together. So maybe it's a non-food or it's a general merchandise plastic section. There are two staff over there. So the one person will go at 1 to 120. The second person will go from 120 to 130. Depending on that. So that's just an example to show that at any given point of time, one staff is available in the general merchandise section so that whenever a customer walks in, somebody is there to attend and ensure that if they have any doubts with regards to product, the doubt is cleared and the sale is done. Similarly, the next important point is disciplinary action. So latecomers may be asked to return home by store head or HR manager to maintain discipline. So different organization has different rules, and in certain stores, the latecomers might be asked to go back home and they are marked absent. So that's one of the disciplinary action can be taken. Certain organizations, if a staff comes late three times, then probably half day salary is cut, or maybe half day leave is half day absent. So different organization has different rules, and depending upon the rules, they take required disciplinary action. Break timings and regulations. So when the roster is prepared, there is break timing and regulations are mentioned over there. So lunch and tea breaks are definitely defined, and it is normally 45 minutes. The tea break lasts for 10 minutes. So if you see the store staff has long working hours, they need to stand and attend customers. So it's apparent that they get adequate rest, and normally the lunch time is 45 minutes plus they have a tea breaks as two times tea break, one in the morning and one in the evening, so that they get proper rest and they are available when they are fresh and they are relaxed when the customer walks in. So all those things are mentioned in the rosters, lunch break and tea breaks. It's mentioned in the rostering part. Rotation basis, staff takes lunch on rotation basis and ensure floor level work is not affected. So already explained, in case there are two staff, then one staff goes on lunch, other one stays in the department. Once the first staff is back, the second staff will go for lunch break. So that's rotation. Record keeping staff mentions the timeout for lunch in flow movement register to track break timings effectively. So every floor has a flow movement register, and when the staff goes for lunch break, they mention the time over there, what time they left and what time they came in. So there is record keeping here mentioned over here, and that definitely helps into smooth operations of the floor. Break timings and regulations. So again, there is a supervisors available over there who monitors the breaks, and they ensure looking at the customer traffic in case if one staff is scheduled at 1 o'clock for lunch break, but if there are a lot of customers, the flow supervisor will intervene and may request the staff to wait, attend the customer and then go. So that is always maintained, which maintains continuity. They need, so that's the role of the supervisor to oversight, monitor breaks and due breaks accordingly. If there are more customers, they need to ensure that the break is reduced as per the flow requirement. So that's the role of the supervisor. They need to supervise it, oversight. Compliance monitoring. So HR conducts periodic audits to ensure compliance with break timings regulation and addresses any discrepancies promptly. So the store HR needs to conduct random audits or periodic audits to ensure that the compliance is followed with regards to the break timing, and in case somebody is not adhering to that, then the disciplinary action is taken and that issue is resolved immediately. We'll move to the importance of grooming standards. So what happens is grooming is a very essential part of frontline sales, and a well-groomed person is definitely helps in better customer service. So again, here also there are SOPs and there are checklists which needs to be followed. The frontline staff serves as the face of the store, reflecting its image and values to the customer. So definitely a well-groomed staff adds to the ambiance of the store as well. Polite staff gives a good positive effect, gives a positive image with regards to the store, and that's what the customer expects. So that's with regards to the grooming. Professional neat and proper grooming standards contribute to professional appearance, enhancing customer trust and confidence. So well-groomed staff and a polite staff definitely increase value of the store, which results into repeat purchase. The customer comes back, thereby building brand loyalty. Customer perception: a well-groomed and uniformed staff creates a positive impression on customers, fostering a welcoming environment, encouraging repeat visits. Neatness and ironing. So as per the SOP, standard operating procedures, there are checklists, and in the checklist it's mentioned that uniform needs to be neatly ironed, it should be well maintained, there should be no crease, it should have a professional appearance. So that is with regards to the neatness and ironing. Uniform compliance: all staff members, including shop-in-shop, brand promoters, housekeeping and security personnel, must adhere to prescribed uniform. So the uniform is issued by the store HR to the staff. Then there are brand managers or brand promoters who have brand t-shirt which has a logo on it, so they need to wear that. Housekeeping staff have their own uniform, and the security personnel have their own uniform. They need to ensure that they wear uniform at all the point and they follow the uniform standards. That is with regards to the uniform compliance. ID card and name tags. So employees are required to wear the ID cards and name tags daily to enhance security and facilitate customer interaction. So every employee is issued an ID card, and in certain stores they issue the name tags as well. The idea of name tag is to enhance customer interaction. The customer can take name of the staff, or they can call the staff if they need any help, and therefore it's apparent for the staff to wear the ID card as well as the tags which is issued to them. Moving ahead with the grooming standards and practices, so personal hygiene is very important. The staff needs to be adequately clean. The hands have to be clean, the nails are trimmed. Certain stores follow shaving, so the male staff needs to shave as per the grooming standards. So there should not be any objectionable habits, the hands should not be dirty, the nails could be trimmed. And definitely all those things are mentioned in the checklist, which are the do's and don'ts are shared with the staff. So they need to follow personal hygiene, they need to wear perfume, they need to ensure the grooming standards are maintained. Footwear and socks. So clean and polished shoes are mandatory, with no sandals or sports shoes permitted. Socks should be clean and odor free. So that is with regards to the socks, footwear and socks. Male and female guidelines. Male should have maintained short, clean hair and clean shaven look, while female staff should tie up the hair and avoid excessive makeup or jewelry. So as per the SOP and the grooming standards, there are standards defined with regards to the male and female. There are guidelines and which they need to adhere to. Compensation structure and payroll processes. So the store HR again plays a very important role with regards to the compensation structure, salary disbursement, automation and outsourcing. So the store HR needs to ensure as the roster is maintained for whole month, and once the month end comes into once the month end starts, the employee needs to be paid salary according to the compensation structure mentioned in the offer letter, the appointment letter. So they need to ensure that the salary is credited in the account, and so that there is no, the staff is not unhappy, and definitely they work on time. In case of discipline issues, staff is coming regularly, coming late, they need to ensure that proper warning is issued to them. So that is with regards to the compensation structure. Salary distribution: HR shares remuneration details with payroll of department for monthly salary processing, with salaries credited to staff, accounts or physical checks are issued. So that is salary disbursement. So as the roster is completed, month is over, the HR share remuneration detail with payroll department, so that salary gets credited in their account. Automation outsourcing: payroll processing is often automated or outsourced, requiring less coordination between HR, payroll and ensure accurate disbursement. So HR uses different softwares, and sometimes that payroll processing is outsourced. So there are software where you punch in the attendant detail, it calculates the salary and it is shared with the payroll processes. Payroll, which is, if it's outsourced to the payroll, then definitely the payroll department goes ahead and issues the salary, makes the payout. So that is how disbursement happens. Confidentiality and discipline in salary handling. So the main KRA of the store HR is to ensure confidentiality. The store HR is never allowed to share salary of one staff to another staff. That is the professionalism. They need to ensure that the privacy of the salary is not divulged. It is not revealed to anybody. So that's the important clause. And even every staff is told about confidentiality clause. They are not supposed to reveal the salary to some other, to their friends and their colleagues. So that is with regards to the confidentiality clause. Discipline maintenance. HR ensures strict adherence to salary confidentiality and discipline, especially due to rotating shifts and high attrition rates in retail. So the staff is given a briefing when they join. They are clearly told not to discuss salary with their colleagues because there is a lot of high attrition in the retail industry. And because if a staff is having high salary compared to another staff, and if they discuss salary, the chances are they might leave and go to different competitor as well. So discipline maintenance is important. Impact on customer experience, lose stock or dissatisfaction among staff due to salary issues can adversely affect customer experience, emphasizing the importance of HR supervision. So when a staff discusses salary with another, and if he comes to know that the other colleague is having a higher salary, they might do a loose talk and there would be a dissatisfaction among staff. So if a staff A is getting lesser salary compared to staff B and they both discuss salary, now it happens that the staff A is demotivated and then he will not be able to attend customers or give superior customer experience. Therefore, the HR supervision is important. They need to have a grievance cell. They need to talk. They need to understand that the salary discussion is not important. Thereby, that there's a discipline is always required over there. Moving to the next part is performance evaluation and operational efficiency. So every year, performance appraisal needs to be done. And the deserving staff needs to be promoted. The salary increment needs to be done so that they don't leave the organization. So that's regards to the performance appraisal. Formal reviews of employee performance are conducted annually, tied to the compensation policies to reward productivity. So normally the appraisals happened yearly and the performers are rewarded. And if somebody who's not able to perform, they are sent to the retraining part so that they definitely grow in the organization. Driving customer-centric service. So effective performance management aligns employee goals with priority to exceptional customer service, enhancing store performance. So if somebody has delivered customer-centric, they have taken efforts, they have delivered results, and definitely those needs to be awarded and rewarded. So that's the store HR person's role to ensure that if somebody is doing exceptional customer service, they are rewarded accordingly. The store HR needs to keep motivation level high and they need to have an inspiration. So they recognize the staff efforts. High performers are promoted or they are given proper performance appraisal, the salaries increase. That definitely inspires others to excel in their job. Components of effective performance management. So there is these setting goals, there are SMART goals and there is competition mapping. So store HR person does the setting of goals. So when a staff is joined, there is those on responsibilities are shared with them. The annual business plan, every store has an annual yearly plans. There are targets, there are weekly targets, there are monthly targets. So this setting of goals is done as per the annual business plan of the store, thereby defining the key result areas that if the department manager needs to achieve the targets. Similarly, the CSD customer service desk would have their targets. So KRAs are attached to employee and that expectation setting is done with once the new financial year starts. So that is setting up goals. Next part is the SMART goals. So what do you mean by SMART? SMART is specific. S stands for specific, M stands for measurable, A stands for attainable, R stands for realistic and time bound. So SMART goals are shared with the team members, ensuring that they deliver. They do individual performance and they are mapped, the expectations mapped, the KRAs are mapped with them and they deliver in that so that appraisals can happen accordingly. The next is competition mapping, strengths and improvement areas identified with action plans developed to support employee development. So as I said that the HR does constant monitoring, the strengths and weaknesses are evaluated, and in case if the performance of staff is good, their strengths are enhanced, they are identified, competition mapping is done, they need to give. So in case there is a staff who's performing well, can be groomed to the team leader level, the team leader can be groomed to the assistant department manager. So hence competition mapping becomes very important, that once they start delivering, they grow, they are identified, their performance is evaluated, and they are given a proper promotion or increment which they deserve. So that's where competition mapping comes into picture. Moving ahead, career development and employee growth. So performance appraisals definitely helps in career development. There are promotions, there are transfers. In case if there is a new store coming up, a team leader of a particular store can be promoted and moved to as an assistant department manager in a new store. So that is one of the example of career development. Once the team leader is promoted to assistant department manager, definitely there is increase in the salary, and therefore the staff will not leave. Once he's happy, he's promoted, which also curbs the attrition. So that is with regards to the career development. Mumbai, next point is employee growth. Proper appraisal and competition mapping support employee growth, leveraging strengths and address improvement areas for enhanced performance. So in case if a staff is not performing well, or if a team leader is given a chance to become an assistant department manager, and if he's not able to deliver, then probably the person is again given a training and they are encouraged to perform well, so that they do justice to the role given to them. So in case if somebody is not performing, they can be put into performance improvement plan, and they need to ensure that they deliver and they come out with flying colors and fulfill the store HR's requirement of the performance and appraisal. Impact of performance appraisal and competition mapping, organization success. Effective performance and management contributes to organization success by aligning employee goals with business priorities and fostering a culture of excellence. So the store does well where the efforts are recognized. If somebody has delivered exceptional customer service, they have gone beyond the call of duty. So all those things are registered by HR, which is always discussed during the performance appraisals. And if somebody has delivered, that person needs to be promoted, the salary needs to be increased. So all those comes under the appraisal part. And if there's a regularly person who's regularly motivated, who are encouraged, are rewarded and awarded, thereby ensuring effective performance that fosters a culture of excellence. So if somebody is performing well, definitely the customers will come back. They are happy with the customer service, which results into repeat business. And therefore, the main key area of HR, store HR, is to ensure there is a culture of excellence in the store. Career development and progression. So outcome of performance evaluation and promotions and transfers. So as I said, if regularly the staff who's dealing is performing well needs to be motivated by giving them promotions or by salary increment. Similarly, if somebody is not performing well, then that person needs to be put into the performance improvement plan. They need to be trained. They need to be coached, and there's a handholding which happens. If somebody is not able to outcome address their weaknesses, then sometimes the staff is asked to resign as well. The staff is asked to leave the organization. So there's definitely an outcome of performance evaluation. Thorough training and counseling is provided, and there's definitely improvement which helps in jotting out short-term and long-term plans with regards to the career. So that is outcome of performance evaluation. Promotion and transfer. Employee may be promoted to higher role within the same occasion or transferred to different department or locations to facilitate career growth. So in case if somebody has performed well, and if there is a same store has opening, the promotions, the staff is promoted to next level. Maybe they are given the same store with different department, or they are given a different store which has a different department. So that is the routine transfer and promotions which happens. Career development progressions, facilitation by store HR managers facilitate employee movement in new roles by providing support and guidance, ultimately fostering job satisfaction and loyalty. So there's a staff who's performed well, there is a performance appraisal which has happened, the staff is promoted, Now, once the staff is promoted, again the store HR role comes into picture. They need to ensure that the staff is adequately trained in the new role and they have the key result areas of that particular. They have the key result areas or they have job and responsibilities of that specific role which is allocated to them so that they deliver proper and there is proper job satisfaction from them and they have their loyalty towards that store. So that is also the key result area of the store HR. Moving to the next point, we have integration of career planning and HRIS. So what is HRIS? HRIS is HR Human Information System, HRIS. The top management and HR utilize HRIS to track employee career, interests, progress and appraisal results, enabling effective career planning and development. So there is a software which is available, which is called HRIS, and the top management and the store HR, they track the entire life cycle of the staff from the hiring, their strengths, their career interests, how they are doing, how they're performing. Their all results are captured, appraisal results are captured over there. So there is it's like a whole database with regards to a particular staff, and depending upon the performance, they are promoted. In case if they're not able to deliver, then they are trained to ensure that they are effective and delivering efficiency. So that is with regards to the HRIS. Moving to that, next is integration and performance appraisal. So organization integrate career planning with performance appraisal and training system to align employee goals with business priorities. So the business plans, the business priorities are shared in the team briefing as well as individually. The KRAs are mapped, the software is available, the strengths and weaknesses are mentioned over there, and this, both these things are integrated so that they deliver their key results areas, ensuring that the employees align to the goals of business, business priorities, and they deliver accordingly. Integration of career planning and HRIS continued. So benefit of integration is seamless integration enables better decision making regarding compensation, career development, promotions and training. So what happens when the integration is done? The staff is aligned with the KRAs and they are given, they are briefed about it so that in case in the salary increment needs to be done or compensation need to be paid, that correction needs to be done, career development planning can be done. So all those are the benefits of integration of career planning with HRIS. Training and development initiatives. So the store HR has to take a lot of training and development initiatives. So in case if a staff is promoted, the store HR needs to ensure that the proper functional and behavioral training is provided. Or when an employee joins, the new staff join, the functional and behavioral training is provided to them so that they're equipped and they are ready to do perform their day-to-day activities. So that is the main KRA of the store HR. Ongoing training. So definitely when a staff joins, that is induction training which happens, that is there. Along with that, there are ongoing training which HR department initiate, which could be industry specific program, employee productivity program, knowledge, loyalty programs and other to check overall growth of the store. So there are different trainings which keep on happening, which the store HR needs to do ongoing training as well. Role of trainers, qualified and experienced trainers conduct training sessions both in-house and external to provide employees with necessary skills and knowledge. The store HR, sometimes they themselves do the training, sometimes they hire external trainers, sometimes the organization has internal training department as well, which has trainers. So they keep on doing training sessions, they keep on doing team building exercise, they do motivation sessions as well to ensure that the staff has necessary skills and knowledge. There could be a behavioral training, there could be soft skill training as well. They need to ensure that all staff, in case if a store has a 300 employees, they need to ensure that all 300 employees are covered. So, and they have necessary skills and knowledge so that they deliver a superior customer experience. So that's the role of the trainers as well as role of store HR to ensure that all the staff are trained and are adequately trained. Facilities management for employee welfare. So the HR also sees basic amenities and hygiene and safety. So they need to ensure that the store is hygiene safety measured, bus pickup and drop facilities are available, parking, employee parking are available, canteen is available in case the staff has staff gets food at a reasonable price or they have good quality products, food available which is hygienic also. So they need to ensure the employee comfort as well. That's one of the basic amenities. That's also KRA of the store HR. Hygiene and safety, emphasis on maintaining a clean, hygienic and safe work environment, promote employee well-being and job satisfaction. So if there is a safe working environment, it also gives a job satisfaction to the employees as well. And therefore, the basic amenities needs to be in place along with the hygiene and safety part. Facilities management for employee welfare, employee convenience, amenities like drinking water, separate washrooms, changing room, locker and communication board enhance employee convenience and contribute to positive work culture. So the store HR needs to ensure that there is drinking water available for the staff. There are separate washrooms for male and female employees. There are changing room available. So in case of uniform, the staff comes to the store, they go to the change, they have a changing room facility, they change into uniform so that they are ready to attend the customers. Locker facility needs to be provided in case they want to keep their bags and other mobiles or maybe other valuable things. So locker needs to be provided. Notice board has to be there with regards to the targets and other communication. So in case if there is any new communication which comes up, notice board has to be there. So when a staff walks in, they read the notice board. So that all employs, that all helps into employee convenience and depend and building a positive work culture. Staff welfare activities continued. So regular events and activities such as birthday celebration, star performer recognition, store success celebration, festival celebration and annual picnic foster a sense of belonging and teamwork among staff. So normally in corporates and other store level, what happens is once in a month, all the birthdays of the staff are celebrated. So that is the word with regards to birthday celebration, which is done. Every month there is a star performer. So the recognition is done. So they are given, they might be given a certificate or they might be given a cash reward. So all those activities are done to ensure staff motivation, which helps them to have a sense of belonging among the teamwork. They believe that they are part of family and therefore that helps in increasing efficiency of staff. So all this engagement activity needs to be done on a regular basis. Staff welfare activities and employee engagement. So in certain stores, there is an in-house magazine which is published, which highlights the initiative, the success stories of the staff. Individual achievements are published over there, which motivates them to deliver and deliver in a better manner. So that is with regards to the in-house magazines. Staff welfare activities and employee engagement. So what is the positive impact? Staff welfare activities improve morale, productivity, loyal and create a positive perception of the store and recognition among employees and customers. So when the achievements are published in a book, the staff is motivated and thereby it enhances, it creates a positive perception of other employees as well, that if they also perform and deliver, their efforts will be recognized, and definitely that helps in a long way. In case if the staff is consistently delivering, the chances of that, he might get a good appraisal, he or she might get promoted, and there would be hike in the salary as well. So that's the positive impact with regards to the staff welfare and employee engagement. Coming to the employee relations, grievance, addressal and resignation termination. So the main role of HR is to do conflict resolution as well as grievance handling. So the HR person needs to be totally unbiased. The store HR has to have an unbiased approach. So whenever there is a conflict, if there is a conflict between employee A and employee B, the store HR is required to have an unbiased approach and ensure that the grievance is handled and both the employees are satisfied with the solution provided, which maintains the environment of the store. So that's regards with the conflict resolution. Similarly, grievance handling, unresolved grievances are formally recorded and addressed in consultation with store operations and regional HR with disciplined action when necessary. So the store HR does grievance handling as well. They need to address it, certainly address in the formal manner. Sometimes if the matter is really serious, then the regional HR or area HR is involved. The records are maintained and the right discipline action is taken. Maybe a memo is issued or a warning letter is issued and disciplinary actions are taken by the store HR in consultation with regional HR or the area HR, depending upon the grievance which they have received, or if there is a discipline issue which staff has not adhered and a strict action needs to be done. That's with that regards to grievous handling. Resignation and termination. So there are times when the staff goes for a higher salary or they leave the organization for higher studies. So there are resignations also and there are terminations also. There are cases where the staff has broken the rules of rules of the organization, and sometimes the staff is terminated because of that action. So that also is a part of store HR. So efforts are made to retain employees, but terminations are handled sensitively with exit interview conducted together, feedback for process improvement. So chances are a staff might leave for a higher salary, and when the staff resigns, there are exit interviews are handled, exit interviews are conducted to understand where the organization is lacking and what correction needs to be done. Similarly, certain times the staff is terminated in case if they have done some theft or they went against the rules and regulation of the organization. So discipline action may necessitate termination, ensuring that positive department, minimal disruption to the workplace. So sometimes the when there is a termination also, it's handled very sensitively, and the staff exit is done in a smooth way, ensuring that there is no disruption on the workplace. So with this, we saw how the store HR, what are the main key result areas of the HR, how they do recruitment, how they do training. They ensure that the records are maintained, induction is done. They have a culture, safe culture for the staff. The staffs are, the performance is recorded. They are rewarded, they are rewarded and awarded accordingly. And in case if there's a separation, that is also handled in a very proper manner. So with this, we saw what a store HR does, how manning is done, and how a store HR performs a very important role with regards to the store operations. Thank you.